This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Arizona, Florida, and three other states recorded daily highs for cases of COVID-19 on Saturday. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, hospitals in Arizona have begun activating surge plans to increase their capacity for treating coronavirus patients.
Once you start to have every hospital full.
Dr. Lisa Goldberg is the emergency room director at Tucson Medical Center.
And you have a virus that is spiraling and spiraling with more and more people becoming positive and therefore at risk inherently of getting sick. It's always concerning because what do we do? Where do we put those patients?
Arizona health officials reported another 3,500 plus confirmed cases Saturday, attributing the number to both increased testing and community spread.
It's difficult when you're watching, you know, people on beaches, people in restaurants, everything open up as if nothing is wrong when you know exactly what this virus can do.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Leaders from around the world on Saturday joined a global fundraising event organized by Global Citizen and the European Commission aimed at raising billions of dollars needed to ensure widespread availability of coronavirus testing and treatment. Worldwide, about a dozen potential COVID-19 vaccines are in early stages of testing. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that until a vaccine and treatment is found, no one is safe.
No one is safe until everyone is safe. This will be a test to our values and humanity.
The event includes a concert featuring a host of major artists. It also saw the political leaders highlight the disproportionate impact that COVID-19 is having on marginalized communities. This is VOA News. Ireland's parliament has picked veteran opposition leader Micheál Martin as the prime minister Saturday to head the first ever coalition uniting two parties that have battled each other for power since a civil war nearly a century ago. The appointment comes after Martin's Fianna Fáil party, Fine Gael, and the Green Party agreed to form a coalition. Under an agreement struck by the parties, Martin will only hold the post of Taoiseach until 2022. In his acceptance speech, Martin acknowledged the different traditions of the three parties and warned that Ireland faced the fastest-moving recession ever to hit our country as a consequence of the pandemic.
This is the fastest-moving recession ever to hit our country, and to overcome it, we must act with urgency and ambition.
Martin also paid tribute to the work of frontline staff and health workers during the coronavirus and pledged to lead a government program of recovery and renewal. The animated TV comedy The Simpsons is ending the use of white actors to voice characters of color. Olivia Chan of Reuters reports.
Producers of the show made the announcement in a statement on Friday. It follows years of public pressure about the show's Indian convenience store character, Apu, who is voiced by Hank Azaria. Azaria said earlier this year that he would no longer play the character, which has been criticized as a negative portrayal of Indian American. Azaria has also voiced The Simpsons characters of black police officer Lou and the Mexican-American Bumblebee Man. Another white actor, Harry Shearer, has played Dr. Hibbert, who is black. The statement from the show producers did not say whether Apu or other characters would remain on the series. The Simpsons has captured the changing face of America for more than 30 years. It is the longest-running scripted show on U.S. television and syndicated in more than 100 countries. The announcement is part of a widespread reckoning for U.S. pop culture about racism, following mass protests this month over the killings of black Americans by police.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Afghan officials said Saturday a roadside bomb blast in Kabul killed two members of the National Human Rights Monitoring Group. The Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission said its female donor coordinator, 24-year-old Fatima Khalil, and her driver were traveling to their office in the morning when their vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. The commission condemned the attack, saying it was deeply shaken by the loss of its employees. In a press release, it said those responsible should be identified after an investigation and brought to justice for committing this terrible crime. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David.